This goes to Dr. Ernest, fax 989-466-5956. And Dr. Doghmi, D-O-G-H-M-I, fax 989, and we'll fill in the rest, regarding James Crowley, C-R-O-W-L-E-Y. Date of birth is 3/7/1937. Dear doctors, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Crowley with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, and congestive heart failure. His last visit was December 9th, 2025. He's feeling well. He has not undergone an evaluation by hematologist for his rising white blood cell count, to his knowledge. He says that he did discussed this, but he's not actually seen a hematologist. No bone marrow biopsy has been done. But over the last year, the white count has gradually increased, and it currently is 22.3 with increased lymphocytes, some variant lymphocytes, pro-lymphocytes also, and increased neutrophils. He does have normal hemoglobin and normal platelets currently. He's not having any symptoms, no recent infections, no known causes for the elevated white cells with abnormal atypical lymphocytes. So he will be discussing that with Dr. Ernest to see if he can get a referral to hematology if that's not already in process. He also reports he was supposed to stop his Plavix in January this year, but for some reason he never stopped it. So he has been using 75 milligram of Plavix every day. And he has no concerns or current problems at this time. No current concerns or complaints at this time. No chest pain or palpitations, stable dyspnea on exertion, but none at rest. No nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, and he has minor edema of the lower extremities. Medications, he takes torsemide, 20 milligram every other day, Flomax, 0.4 milligram daily, also the Plavix that he is still taking, and aspirin, 81 milligram daily. He's on Farxiga, F-A-R-X-I-G-A, 10 milligram daily. Trelegy, Ellipta inhalers, allergy medication, metoprolol, 100 milligram daily. And other routine medications are unchanged from his previous visit. Physical exam, weight is 185 pounds. That's about a 9-pound increase over the last 6 months. Pulse is 62 and blood pressure 140 over 66. His neck is supple without jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular, somewhat distant sounds. Abdomen soft, non-tender, without ascites, and he has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. In labs, most recent lab studies were done June 4th, 2026. Creatinine was 2.37 with estimated GFR of 26, and his levels are stable and do fluctuate. The last level near that was 2.38 on September or October 7th of 25. So he does fluctuate, but this is not out of his normal range. Albumin is 4.1, calcium is 8.8. Sodium 139, potassium 4.7, carbon dioxide 23, phosphorus 3.1, hemoglobin 14, platelets 169,000, and white count now up to 22,000.3, with the variant lymphocytes presence and the pro-lymphocytes, also predominance of lymphocytes and elevated neutrophils in this specimen. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with stable and fluctuating creatinine levels, no uremic symptoms, and no indication for dialysis. He will continue to have monthly lab studies done. 2, diabetic nephropathy, stable. 3, hypertension, currently at goal. 4, elevated white blood cells with predominance of lymphocytes, suggest hematology referral if this is not already in progress. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 5 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.